USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people were wounded, the suspect dead after a mass shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Patrolling officers saw two people exchanging gunfire at 3 a.m. The first gunman ran from the scene but began allegedly shooting towards a crowd before being shot and killed by police. The second gunman still at large. The five victims injured are expected to survive. A Southwest Airlines worker in the hospital after being punched by a passenger Saturday. It happened at Love Field in Dallas during the boarding of a flight to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Police say the passenger boarded the flight, then headed straight to the back of the plane and argued with one attendant. Then, as she was told to leave the plane, argued with a second and punched her in the face. She's facing aggravated assault. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Democratic U.S. House member Adam Schiff is celebrating the indictment of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon on contempt of Congress charges. The California Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press that Bannon refused to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee that's investigating the January attack on the Capitol and that he deserved to be indicted. Schiff saying he hopes it serves as a warning to all former White House officials, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also has refused to honor a subpoena from that same committee. A rotary phone in the forests of the Pacific Northwest is helping people make long-distance calls to lost loved ones. The phone was placed in Priest Point Park outside Olympia by a photographer, Corey Dembeck, who says he was inspired by a similar telephone of the wind in Japan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon expected to surrender Monday morning, so just hours from now after being indicted. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon expected to surrender in a matter of hours after being indicted for contempt of Congress. That because he refused to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. The United Nations Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, wrapped up on Saturday with nearly 200 nations announcing a major agreement which requires the countries to step up their efforts by bolstering their 2030 climate change targets by the end of 2022. The deal makes an unprecedented reference to the role of fossil fuels in the climate crisis, though last-minute objections from India ended up watering down the language concerning reductions in the use of coal. Jolly old St. Nick might not be able to make it to your town this year as America is still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, professional Santas across the country lost a lot of gigs as it was the first season of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, this year, there's a big demand for Santas to be back with traditional visits with Santa Claus, but Santas are hard to come by now. The founder of HireSanta.com telling USA Today that the demand is up over 120%. From pre-pandemic levels, and that over the past year, some 700 Santas have died, 300 to 500 of them.